This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. In a city that just happens to host DragonCon, there should be no shortage of fans who can identify with a new comedy on stage at Atlanta's Dad's Garage. It's just one of the budget-friendly events happening across the metro area this coming week. And to brief us on all this, Shane Harrison from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's good to see you again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, I have to ask, are folks in the hometown of DragonCon really going to appreciate what I assume is humor poking fun at conventions like DragonCon?
Well, I hope so. I think a lot of them have a very good sense of humor. You sort of have to, I think. But the folks at Dad's Garage, they describe themselves as giant nerds. So they certainly have a sense of humor. And there are many different new things going on at these conventions. And you'll see a little bit of all of them at Wrath of Con. That's what they've called it. And of course, they spell Con, C-O-N, as in Dragon Con, Comic Con. And they'll be making fun of all of those fellow giant nerds out there.
No one's safe.
No one will be safe. And it's definitely, as most Dad's Garage shows are, for the adults.
Uh-huh.
But this should be loads of fun because this is right in their wheelhouse, really. And the show actually opened on February 23rd, but it's going to be continuing through March 16th. So you still have plenty of time to catch it. And the tickets are just $12 to $18. So Dad's Garage is always a great bargain if you're looking for a laugh.
Staying on the boards just a little bit longer, The Foreigner is a comedy by American playwright Larry Hsu. The play has really become a staple of professional and even amateur theater over the years.
Yeah, it really has. It's always a very popular play to do for many different troupes around the country. And Georgia Ensemble Theater is doing it now. It's actually continuing through March 11th at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center, where they do most of their productions. But The Foreigner, it's a very, very funny play. It's actually set in Georgia, and it involves a character who's very painfully shy. So a friend of his tells all of the other guests at this rural lodge that he doesn't speak English. So they all believe he can't understand them. So he overhears a lot of things that he shouldn't hear. And it's used as a really funny plot twist in this show.
And a very crazy, complicated plot at that.
Yeah, it does get very, very complex and involves the Ku Klux Klan. Uh-huh. And there's all sorts of things going on in this play. And that's going to be through March 11th at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center. And the tickets start at $23.
Our next music duo that we're going to talk about is one that's been featured almost everywhere, from NPR to the Travel Channel.
Yes, Montana Skies are becoming quite the popular draw. It's a guitar cello duo. It's a married couple. They actually met at the University of Georgia, and they were drawn to each other because of their music, and they thought, well, let's perform together. But the thing is, they discovered there really weren't that many pieces written for cello guitar. In fact, they couldn't find any.
So they had to make their own.
Yeah, they did.
And in doing so, they sort of slipped into a completely different genre.
Yeah, they really have created their own little genre. They're classically trained, so you get some of that. You get a little of the progressive rock type thing. You get some folk, you get pop, you get a little bit of everything with Montana Skies.
And this inventive guitar and cello duo are going to be performing on Briarcliff, of all places.
They'll be at the Callenwald Fine Arts Center at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, and the tickets are just $20 at the door, $15 in advance, and there are discounts for students.
Shane Harrison, thank you so very much again for keeping an eye on our budget, but also keeping us well entertained for the next week.
It was my pleasure.
For more information about any of these inexpensive happenings, you can find details at wabe.org/citycafe.